A little different. I preach the same text, but a little different. Last night, first time I ever preached it. But I do count it a privilege to be here. I love Brother Collins. I really do. And did you see them things in the newspaper about Brother Rick Bradley? I put them on the bulletin board. Last Tuesday night, a week ago tomorrow, Brother Collins came by and preached for us. Brought Brother Bradley, and he got up and, of course, exhorted, and the Lord blessed him. And some of the same things that he told our church was in a newspaper clippings, about three big ones, got his picture there and everything. And somebody found them out of the paper, gave them to me, and I put them on the bulletin board. I read them to the whole church. And, of course, one of the people made a statement, something like, said, "I think he's a phony." And another one said, "Well, I think he's honest, just don't know no better." And they're saying all these things, and then one of the students said, "Well, I'll tell you what," said, "I think he's sincere and telling the truth." And that's the one I believe, yeah, right there. And they said, "Well," they said, "it must be getting warm weather," said, in big bold letters in the newspaper, said, "He's back again." Yeah. "It must be getting warm weather." Yeah. So I told him if I got to see Brother Bradley any day this week, if he's still here, I was going to tell him he's doing a good job. Right. And said one of them said, one of the students said, "I tried my best to bounce M&Ms off of his forehead while he spoke." And, you know, a lot of folks think, you know, if you don't get a lot of amens and hallelujahs when you preach, they don't want to preach. And here they was heckling him and yelling at him, screaming at him. He kept right on preaching. I thank God for men like that, don't you? I really do. I thank God for Brother. I already loved him, but when I read them things they said about him, I said, "Go, Brother Bradley. I'm for him." Yeah. Now, they talk about a lot of good men of God. That just usually makes me like them a little bit better.
Yeah.
It really does. Well, let's read the book of Hebrews tonight. Chapter 1 and verse 1. My wife has already told me how long I could preach, so I'll try to limit it here tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing Doug preach tonight.
Amen.
Amen. He's one of my favorite preachers. He really is.
Yes, sir.
Thank the world of him. All right. Chapter 1, verse 1 said, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets,
yes,
hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high." And I want to preach a little while from this first verse that said, "God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers, but now in these last days he has spoken unto us by his Son."
Yes.
I heard somebody say just the other day, and it kind of prompted me to take this text and preach on this here tonight. I do that sometimes. And someone said to me, there was a couple people discussing how they felt about a certain matter, about a certain scripture, and one person was very, very sure that it meant it one way.
Yeah.
Another person was pretty argumentative about it being the other way. One of them made the statement, said, "I wish God could just speak out of heaven. I wish the Lord could speak out of heaven and just say and tell us how this really is."
Well.
And so it prompted me to kind of look at some of the scriptures, and you know what? He already has. God already has spoken.
Preach.
Amen. How many times have you ever heard somebody say that? My mind starts going back, and I've heard people different times say that. "Oh, if God could just speak. If God could just say this or say that." Well, of course he could. If God wanted to speak tonight in an audible voice from heaven, he could speak to where it would ring the rafters of this church. Amen. But the Lord has already spoken to us in his word. And the book here said in the book of Hebrews how he done it in times past, in diverse manners, He spake to the fathers by the prophets. But these days, in these days and times, he has spoken unto us by his Son. Aren't you glad of that today? God is still speaking. You know, people may say, if God could just say this or God could just say that, we may not really like what he had to say. If we really heard what God or how God felt about a certain matter, we might not like it. Amen. But yet, the Word of God is true. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Every Word of God is true. Amen. The Bible said this. The Bible said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall not pass away. So the Word of God is sure tonight, and it is steadfast, the Bible said. The Bible even said when Jesus spoke there in the book of Luke, it said when they heard him speak, they were astonished at his words. Another place he spoke and they said, never a man spake like this man. We never heard anybody speak quite like him. One place the Bible said he spoke as one having authority. When Jesus spoke, he spoke with power. Amen. Also, the Bible said this about his word. It said, the spirit that quickeneth and the flesh that profiteth nothing. But he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the word of God is not only powerful, but it brings life to our flesh. I believe the Bible says it like this in one place. It said the word of God is quick and it's sharp. It's powerful that it pierces and divides and even gets down to the marrow of the bone. But the word of God can touch you sometime. Amen. Oh yes, the word of God is kind of like a hammer, the Bible said, that can break the rock in pieces. Amen. I thank God for his word. Amen. Why, it's no wonder that when they ask, or when Simon Peter answered the Lord, when he saw the rest of the crowd leaving, he said, are you going to go too? Or actually said, will you also go away? He said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words to eternal life. Where else could you turn to? So if you're sitting here tonight saying, I wish God could speak, he already has. Thank God for his word. Amen. God is speaking to us today, not by the prophets, not with an audible voice. Amen. But God speaks to us through his word and through the preacher. Amen. I can't understand why some folks want to fuss with the man of God and say, I wish God would say what he thinks about it. With the man of God standing up there, God's representative telling you what the word of God said, that is God speaking. Amen. You say, now wait a minute, Brother Miller. No. Hebrews here said that he spake in times past to the fathers by the prophets. He spoke to the men, to the fathers by the prophets. And today, he's still speaking to men. Amen. Through his Son. Praise God. I am glad Jesus is still speaking today. Amen. If you could ask Apostle Paul about that, he'd give you a good answer. One day on the road to Damascus, after he had verbally and physically abused the church for a great length of time, while he would walk into a house, hail them, salute them, greet them, and then have them put into prison, have them beaten, and even stood by while they stoned Stephen to death. The Bible said he even consented unto his death. Oh yes, the Bible said he made havoc of the church. He was there while the church was being persecuted and was part of the problem of the church's persecution. But what would God say about that if he could speak? Well, he did. Amen. One day on the road to Damascus, there was a great light that shined down out of heaven, and Saul was smitten to the ground. And he saw this great light, and he heard a voice, and you know what the voice said? He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. And he spoke and said, Lord, who is it? Why? I think he knew it was the Lord speaking to him. Who is it, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you persecuted. So why should we say, I wish the Lord? The Lord did speak. He arrested. Saul, who was arresting the church, got arrested. Saul, who was stopping the plans, the furtherance of the gospel, he was stopped on the road to Damascus. And the Lord spoke and said, I want you to get up from here. I want you to go to a street called Straight. You'll meet Ananias there. And God had a plan for his life. And we know the plan. His name was changed to Paul. He became a great apostle as one born out of season. Saw things unlawful for men to utter. Wrote over half the New Testament. But it wasn't until God spoke to him on the road to Damascus that Saul became anything. Amen. Oh yes, God is still speaking today. Hallelujah. Amen. Come in last night, and my wife said, you must have had a good service. And they said, how you know? She said, I can tell because your hair is all messed up. Doug said, well, said Missy, shouted and shouted. I said, man, I'm glad to hear it. God's still moving, ain't he? Hallelujah. The Lord's still speaking. Praise God. I'm not a bit discouraged tonight. The Lord is still stopping men and saying, stop, turn around. Amen. God's still telling folks and trying to speak to them and get a hold of them and get them to change the course of their direction. Right. Read about a fellow by the name of Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 5. Everybody knows about him. You know, sometimes we worry about people. We look and say, man, they just keep going so far from God. I wish God could do something about it. I wish God could speak. I wish the Lord would do something about that. Well, sometimes I say, just let him go. He'll put a stop to it. God knows how to bring a stop to it. Matter of fact, I had somebody call me just the other day and mentioned something to me. And I said, hey. And I said, it's a funny thing. I ain't called nobody, but I've had several of you call me. I said, that's kind of a funny thing. I ain't got nothing to say about it. Have nothing to say. I don't have to say nothing because I know God is able to vindicate. I know God will take care of it. Amen. I know the Lord's still in control. Oh, if we would just sit back and let God do the talking. Amen. Hallelujah. He's still able. Amen. It's just like the Holy Ghost, brother. The Bible said when he's come, he'll speak for himself. He speak for himself. Amen. God's still talking today. His word is still spirit and life. Amen. Old Nebuchadnezzar walked around that place with his head in the air feeling like he was somebody. He felt like he was something and somebody. You know when somebody gets all exalted like that? All you got to do is just let them go. Just let them go. God will take care of it. I have seen folks before now that raised themselves up. And it wasn't long till God brought them down. I used to think as a younger Christian, a younger preacher, maybe we ought to do something about it. But I found out that it don't work like that. You got to leave it in God's hands. Let the Lord take care of it. Amen. God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. God raises up kings and God tears them down. Amen. If the Lord is for you, if the Lord is behind something, you can't stop it. And if God's not for it, you can't cause it to go over. It's just simple as that. Amen. But I read about this fellow here, and he just, the Lord tried to speak to him through a dream. God tried to talk to him and tried to show him through a dream. And the Bible said that he walked softly for about the space of 12 months. He watched everything that he'd done for about a year. He was real careful for a long time, but after about a year, the Bible said, one day, walking around, looking at that great city, he looked around and he said, now I've done this. I've done it. My might, my power, my ability. I'm the one that done this. And the Bible said, while the words was yet in his mouth, while he was still talking, the Bible said, then a voice fell from heaven saying, hew down the tree. Shake off the leaves and the branches of it. What God said is, I'm going to speak now. Amen. God is still speaking. God still puts his approval and his disapproval on things. Amen. When his son was baptized of John, the Lord spoke from heaven then. But you know what he said? He wasn't saying, cut the tree down. He wasn't saying, shake off the leaves from the branches. But he was saying words like this: this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. God is still speaking tonight. Amen. It's almost like I can hear his voice tonight, Brother Setson. Amen. Sometimes I feel like I can almost hear him. No, not necessarily audibly, but through the Spirit. Amen. Have you ever felt like the Lord just spoke to your heart? Next time you wonder and say, I wonder what God would say about it. I wonder if the Lord would speak, what would he think about it? I wonder what the Lord's opinion on it is. All you got to do is open up the good old book and start looking through the pages. And it won't take you long till you'll have an answer. Amen. Praise God. Oh yeah, some folks say, well, it's my opinion. It's my idea. Well, you don't have to give your opinion if you'll just look to the Word of God. God has already spoken. Amen. I read these scriptures here last night. I'll read them to you tonight, next 3 or 4 minutes here, and we'll try to close here. But in the book of Revelation, and I said this to our church last night, you know, a lot of times folks really, they get some, and it troubles me that folks want to make their entire ministry up out of a chalkboard and something, and they can't never get out of one book in the whole Bible, you know, and they want to. And I'm not here to talk doctrine with you. I'm just saying it's always troubled me that folks could be lopsided or one-sided on anything. I said this to our church last night. We got whole movements that's been built out of nothing but baptism. On which way to do it? Amen. How do you do it? Amen. Well, the Bible told us how to do it. Jesus gave a great commission to us in Matthew 28 and 19 and 20. That's good enough for me. Well, I know what the Lord thinks about it. I know what he thinks about it. He said, go into all the world, teaching all men to observe all things and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That's enough for me.
Yeah.
I wish you'd say amen.
Amen.
There's just churches that want to take their entire ministry out of one thing. And I wonder what the Lord said about it. Well, I kind of like this. I was reading the introduction of the book of Revelation here. And that's basically what the first 5 or 6 verses is an introduction.
Yeah.
And he starts out saying the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass.
Yeah.
And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and hear the words of this prophecy.
Uh-oh.
And keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Now I'll read verses 4 and 5 in a minute. But you know, a lot of folks, they worry themselves sick, wondering just how is it? What's it really mean? I wonder if God could just talk. And matter of fact, I told our church this. I remember several years ago, one time I was on church steps, kind of like yours, it wasn't here, but similar to like it is here. When you walked out of the church, there was a lot of steps. And it's 2 or 3 preachers. And I could hear them fussing. And Brother Elders knows who I'm talking about. But it wouldn't be wisdom to mention the names, Brother Rod. But anyway, he's kind of fussing about it. I heard them talking. One was saying it's like this. And I was saying, ain't nothing like that. It's like this. And they just really having a good old quarrel about it.
Oh, my.
So anyhow, I stepped out on the steps. And one of them said, what do you think about it? And the other one said, yeah, Dave, what do you think about it? Well, I said, I don't want to really get into it with you. And the other one said, it's going to be like this, it's going to be like that. And one of them spoke out and said, well, I wish God could speak out of heaven. That's what I wish. I wish the Lord could talk. I wish God could talk. If the Lord could talk, he'd say I was right. The other one said, no. If the Lord could speak, he'd say I was right. Well, let me tell you, God did speak about that very issue. And here's, the Bible said this. He said, John, that's word 1 and verse number 4, Revelation 1. John, to the 7 churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, which is to come, and from the 7 spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ. You know that's been in there. That's no big deep revelation, but I never seen that till the other day. Amen. I thought about that. Well, I thought, folks, I wish I knew. I wish I really understood. I wish the Lord could tell His opinion on it. Brother, as Revelation is written, it was from Jesus. John, that is Jesus talking. He said, John and the seven spirits and Jesus Christ, that's who it was talking. This is Jesus talking. Can you say amen? Wait a minute, folks. This is not some man that's been beat half to death, boiled in oil, drugged through the streets, and then put out on an aisle to die just by himself. That's not just his mere opinion. That was a deep revelation through the Spirit of God. And it was Jesus Christ that spoke these words to him. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. If God could just speak, He did. He did. It's Him. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. John to the seven churches, and from Jesus, who is a faithful witness. Let me say it again. John to the seven churches in Asia, and from Jesus. Oh, I wish I had his opinion on it. I'm giving you his opinion on it. And from Jesus. This letter, this book of Revelation was from Jesus through John to us. John was the one that wrote the words down. But it was Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, that said these things to him. Oh, hallelujah. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests, and so on and so on. Praise God. These words was from him. Quit saying, I wish God could speak, when he did. Already. I've got it here, brother. Amen. It's not on tape recording, but it's in red. Praise God. Easy to be seen if you got a red letter edition. He already spoke to us. Amen. He's still speaking. Amen. God is still speaking. God who at sundry times. Amen. Times past a long time ago, he used to speak. Amen. And he's still speaking. Right now. The Lord's still speaking. I figure another half hour, 45 minutes or so, I'll hear the Lord speak again. Now, some of you gets this tape's going to say, man, is David Miller must be pretty exalted talking about his own son-in-law like that. No, if it was Jerry Philpott back there, or Mike Allen, or Dan Wiley, or Rodney Eldridge, or any other preacher sitting here, I'd say that Bob Markham, or any other preachers, I'd say the same thing, Brother Bob. Because when you stand up and preach what the Word of God says, that is the Lord speaking to us through His Word. Yes. Hallelujah. Can you say amen tonight? Amen. Got about 10 other places. I don't have time to get them all. Amen. But the Lord's still speaking. Don't you ever doubt it, folks. He's speaking. And just a little hint here on this one book here in Revelation here. You know, if God spoke, and I said this last night, I'll say it 100 more times, the Lord wasn't tongue-tied and He didn't speak in riddles. God said what He means, and He means what He says. And if God didn't mean what He said in Revelation, then don't tell me He meant what He said in other places.
Sure.
Amen. I think we spiritualize it plumb out of existence. I really do. I believe what God said, He meant.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, some folks will say this. They'll say, well, now, wait a minute, brother. Didn't He speak in parables? Of course He did. One place the Bible said without a parable, He didn't even speak. But a parable is not a rhyme or a riddle. All a parable was a natural carnal illustration to illustrate some truth. Amen. That's all it was. Amen. Those parables were not fairy tales. I don't believe we have to spiritualize anything out of existence. When God speaks, He speaks. I'll tell you what, when I, like that old dog of my grandson's, my wife says I'm getting attached to him. You know, I try to act like I don't like him, but I've kind of got attached to him. But I'll tell you what, the other day, I heard a loud squall and a scream. And I ran to the back bedroom window and I looked out, and there's about 9 dogs right on top of my grandson's dog. I don't care so much about that dog, but he's my grandson's dog. So that made it a little more important to me. There's a Rottweiler, 2 Doberman pinchers, and 4 or 5 God only knows what's that had him down. I mean, there was blood flying. I'll tell you what I done. Brother, I got dressed in about 15 or 20 seconds, ran outside, and I mean, I went to kicking and a squalling, and I said, "Get out of here!" They knew what I meant, even though they don't even understand English. And don't you know, folks, the next day, I pulled up in that van, and I seen them. They were standing there with their hair on their back, raised up, looking at my grandson's dog, about 4 of them. They was going, hair raised up on their back. I just stepped out of my van, and I said, and I looked over him, I said, "Get." And you talk about scaring them dogs. I don't know. They looked at me, and I growled kind of like them. They thought, "My goodness, a 400-pound dog." I mean, you talk about running. They got out of there. They knew my voice, and when I squalled, they ran. They ran. And now, old Copper, that's the name of that little dog, my grandson's. All I got to do is step out on the front porch. He ain't hardly known me long, Doug. I can step out, and Doug can tell you the truth. I say, "Copper!" Man, he comes running to me. I'm his hero.
Right.
I am that dog's hero. Let me tell you, the devil can only do so much and go so far. Amen. The Bible said, "My sheep know my voice. A stranger they won't follow." I'll tell you something else. The devil knows his voice. The devil knows Jesus' voice. I tell you, that's the reason those demonics said, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?" Brother, when Jesus spoke, they trembled. Brother, God still speaks today. You don't have to fear the devil or the enemy, because the Lord is still speaking on behalf of His children today. Hallelujah. Do you love Him tonight?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and praise Him tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Collins says, "Let's gather in and pray." 7:30 straight up. Come on, folks. Let's gather in and pray tonight. Everyone that will.